Jeanette Nunez is calling in. We'll go right to you. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I know you're very, very busy, and we're going to talk a little bit about the coronavirus, and I was concerned you wouldn't have the time for us. Thank you so much for making that for us today.
My pleasure.
So what would you like, where do you want to begin? What kind of information do you want to disseminate? I've been talking about calm down, wash your hands, and keeping it at that.
That's good advice. I think what we want to start with is that we want to reiterate that according to the CDC, most people in the United States will have little immediate risk of exposure to COVID-19.
Right.
So that being said, we want people to be prepared, and we want those that have an elevated risk, such as our healthcare workers or people that have been in close contact, or travelers returning from those affected international locations, such as Italy, South Korea, obviously mainland China, Iran. Those are areas of high outbreak, and we want to make sure people are taking the necessary precautions. Self-isolating for 14 days is what the department is calling for. We also want people to know that they can go to our website to get the most updated information. We're trying to be as transparent as possible. As you can imagine, this is something that's really developing and evolving hour by hour, sometimes minute by minute. The CDC is obviously updating their protocols, their guidance, their recommendations. Quite frequently, we're staying in close coordination with them. We take sort of our lead from CDC, the World Health Organization is involved, you know, FDA, any number of federal entities that are involved in leading this effort. So Florida Department of Health is ready. We're prepared. We have all of the necessary procedures, protocols in place. We've been stockpiling equipment in the event of a surge. But right now, there's only 3 cases in Florida. As you heard yesterday,
right.
We've been talking about it, the one in Manatee County. There is the one individual in Hillsborough County, along with a friend that is not a Florida resident that was traveling with her. She is also presumptive positive, so she's isolated as well. Right now, we have no additional individuals here in Florida that have tested positive to date. There is an individual in Washington State that is a Floridian, but she has not been in Florida. She was diverted to one of those 11 airports where they're doing the screening, and she is in Washington, and she will not be released to travel back to her home state of Florida until which time she is negative. So that's the situation where we're at right now, but your prevention recommendations, wash your hands frequently, soap and water, make sure you're limiting your contact with anybody that is exhibiting symptoms, cough, fever, et cetera. Don't go to school or don't go to work if you're sick. All of those things that we do normally for things like flu and other illnesses, we want people to take the necessary precautions, but we don't want you to panic.
Right, exactly. And the only thing that doctors can do, from what I understand, even if, worst case scenario, you had COVID-19, they're just going to treat the symptoms. For most people, it's not a very dramatic event. It's only those
Correct.
That have the compromised immune systems, or the elderly in particular, could be at risk because, you know, weaker systems is what it comes down to. We try to remind people that the flu is a bigger danger to most people. We got a couple variations and strains that are running strong in the Tampa Bay area right now, flu A and flu B. And what do you do for that? Same thing. You isolate yourself if you have symptoms. You wash your hands. You treat the symptoms. You hydrate and you rest. You know, you take care of
Absolutely.
Yourself.
So
it's been interesting watching this year after year. You know, there's always something that gets hyped up in the media as, oh, this is the next big thing. And year after year, it's like, oh, it wasn't that bad. So I love the fact that you and Governor DeSantis and other members, especially within the health department, have been getting out all this information so that people can relax and know that there are things they can do to minimize their risk and that it's not as scary as it seems. I do want to give out the website that Governor DeSantis issued last week, FloridaHealth.gov/COVID-19. And people can find the number of cases in Florida, which, as you say right now, 2 confirmed, 1 presumptive, and that other one that's presumed is not even a resident. You can find the number of pending testing results and everything else at that website. I'll give it again later to everybody. Is there anything
Perfect.
Else you'd like to share with us?
That information is changing, so we try to update it. We update it daily. So as we start to learn more and receive more information, we will continue to update our own website. And we also have a 1-800 number. It's a call center that you can reach out. And if you are concerned, if you have symptoms, if you're concerned that you may be exposed, of course, we have epidemiologists on standby 24/7 at our local county health departments. But that 1-800 number, I will give it to you right now. It is, You make sure I give you the right number.
While you're finding that, I just want to remind people also that now in Florida, although we do rely on the CDC to confirm our test results, we have three facilities capable of getting results in 1 to 2 days instead of 3 to 5, Miami, here in Tampa, and up in Jacksonville. So the state of Florida
Absolutely.
Is well prepared.
Our state labs are excellent, and we are able to cut down that sample time from, like you said, 3 to 5 days at the CDC lab to 1 to 2 days max. Let me give you that 1-800 number so your listeners can jot it down. Again, if you feel like you have symptoms, you've been exposed, you've been in contact with someone that has traveled to those high outbreak areas, feel free to reach out and they can kind of walk you through it, screen you, and then give you proper guidance. That number is 1-866-779-6121.
Thank you. And we have that number, so we'll continue to give that out as well as the website. And I just want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to help share some of this information with us.
My pleasure. Always great speaking with you.
All right. You're welcome anytime. Thanks again. That is Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez here in the state of Florida, who we had the pleasure of speaking with now on a couple of occasions.